a processing hour on the subject of light, sound, and inflow. Now, I want you to get three types of light, one after the other, which are not at this moment going to blow your head off your body. And now some kinds of light, which you could live in for 3 minutes. And some types of light, which are not at this moment burning your ears. And now some types of light you aren't using to roast your next door neighbor. Now let's get a type of light that you can be certainly, and then some more. Be a light that you could be certainly, and then be some more. Blackness is a type of light. All right, now let's get some types of light which you wouldn't be under any circumstances, some types and intensities. Some more types of light you wouldn't be under any circumstances. That can include electricity. And now some types of explosions, which you wouldn't be, if there are any. And now some types of explosions, which you wouldn't let your next door neighbor be under any circumstances. Now let's check over some types of light which you can be, certainly can be. Now let's get some written words which you could be. always your name. Now let's get some written words which you would refuse to be. And some written words which you can be. Now let's get some types of light which you can be now. Some more types of light that you can be. And some written words which you can be. Which you can be now. You might be able to be more. Okay, now let's check off some goals, some things you would like to do, which are not being stopped at this moment by light flashes. Now some goals that aren't being stopped at this moment by sound waves. And some goals that are not being stopped by light flashes. And some places you are not trying to reach. Okay, now let's get some darknesses that you wouldn't mind being. Some dark areas you would not mind being. All right, now let's check over some objects which are not in the next couple of minutes going to blow up. And now some spaces, which are not in the next couple of minutes, going to be drenched with blinding light. And let's get some spaces which for certain are not going to be filled with a roaring chaos of sound. And some objects which are not going to emit ear-shattering sounds in the next couple of minutes. And some dark areas which are not momentarily going to engulf you. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go and locate some places where you are not emitting any light. And now some places where you are not about to explode. And now some places where you are not about to blow into yourself. Implode. Okay. Now, let's get some lights of various kinds, which are not going to end your existence. And now get various objects which you're not trying at this moment to protect from light. Now, some people you're not trying to protect from light. Some people who are not trying to protect you from light. Some more people that aren't protecting you from light. And now some things which you're not trying to protect from darkness. And some areas of darkness or dark areas which you wouldn't like to be. Some more areas of darkness that you wouldn't like to be. Now let's take one of the milder ones you have just listed, and let's try experimentally being it. Let's now be another one. Let's be other dark areas, one after the other, which you wouldn't like to be. Now let's think of the most detestable dark area you can think of. And let's be it. Now let's pick out another dark area. And let's be that. And now another dark area. And be that. Now let's pick out a brightly lighted area. Any brightly lighted area. And be that. Pick out some more brightly lighted areas and be those. One after the other. Now let's pick out some dark areas again. And let's try being those one after the other. Let's get some more dark areas and be those. And let's pick out some lighted areas now, one after the other, and each in turn be that. Okay, now let's be intensely partisan. That is to say, let's take violently sides with things in this fashion. Let's point out some light areas now and declare each one of them is very bad. Be the foe of all light areas. Just arbitrarily. Now let's pick out some dark areas and be partisan that way and be the foe of all these dark areas. Look at how bad they are. Pick out dark area after dark area and each time just declare it's terribly bad. Now let's be a dark area. Just be a dark area. And as a dark area, take as an enemy all of the lighted areas you can spot. Spot these lighted areas, declare them all very bad, and arrange crusades so that they will cease to be light. Okay, now let's be a lighted, sunny, pleasant area. And now let's be a more militant type of lighted area. And let's choose all dark areas as our enemy. And arrange a crusade for each one. Pick them out and declare them to be enemies. Now let's be the lighted center of a house and declare the dark areas of the house to be our enemy. Now let's be a dark area of the house and declare all the lighted areas of the house to be our enemy. Now let's be God. Just sit there and be God. Don't say you can be or can't be. Just be God. Just say you are. And declare the devil an enemy. Declare him an enemy. All right. Now let's be the devil. Be the devil. Now declare God and all the abodes of God as our enemy. Now be the messed universe and declare all life our enemy. Now be all life. Just be life and declare the messed universe our enemy. Now let's hold on to two objects and sit there and don't think. Okay, let's let go and find some places where you are not. Okay, now let's find some light waves which are not hitting the front of your body. Find one for sure. All right, now let's find some light waves that aren't hitting somebody else's body and find one for sure. Now let's find some light waves which somebody isn't trying to prevent from hitting somebody else's body. Two specific people. And let's check over some light waves and the proper intensity that would not hurt your body. It wouldn't hurt other people's bodies. Now let's get some places where electricity could strike without blowing your body up. Okay, now let's find where some electricity could strike without blowing your family apart. Now let's find some places where you could throw some electricity that you made without burning up Earth. And now let's get some places you could put some electricity without ending all the universe. Okay, now let's put up 8 anchor points and pull them in. And put up 8 more and pull them in. Put up 8 round balls at distances from you and pull them in on you. And put up another set and pull those in. And another set and pull those in. Let's do that some more. Put up 8 round, dense balls and pull them in. Okay, do what you please with those. And let's get some things now which you definitely are not. Some more things which you definitely are not. some more things which you are not. Okay, now here's a little drill. Be a nothingness capable of making life a thetan, and then a body. A nothingness capable of making life, and then a body, and then a nothingness capable of making life, and then a body. Back and forth, back and forth. Okay, be where you please. And now, mock up, that is to say, get a picture of a body and blow it up. Now get another picture of a body and have it blow in on itself. Now get a picture of a body and have it blow up. A picture of a body, have it blow in. A picture of a body, have it blow out. A picture of a body, have it blow in. Okay, now let's check over some light waves which you do not have to resist to the death. Now let's check over some sound waves which you don't have to resist to the death. Some more sounds you don't have to resist forever. Now let's get some sounds that you're not making somebody else resist continuously. And some sounds from which you're not trying to protect specific people. Now let's get some sounds which some specific people are not trying to protect you from. Okay, let's hold on to two objects and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not. Okay, now let's mark up a light wave, change it, and stop it. And another one, and change it and stop it. Let's do that many times. Mark up a light wave, change it and stop it. Okay, now let's mark up an avalanche, enormous numbers of light waves hitting you from every side. Doesn't matter how close they get to you, just mark up this enormous number of light waves hitting you from every side. Pounding at you, preferably with violence. Okay, now let's mark up sounds of all kinds and descriptions, anything you can get, whether well or poorly, pounding you from every side. Sounds pounding you from every side. Sounds of terrific volume and magnitude. Many more of them there, pounding at you, terrific volume and magnitude. Now let's get an idea of you emanating into every side, back, behind, above, and below, a terrific pounding of energy against the environment. Let's get this energy. You're pounding at the environment. Now let's get the idea of pounding black energy at the environment. More of it. Black lightning bolts. Black masses of energy pound at the environment, particularly behind you, below you, above you. Now let's get the idea of the environment pounding you with black light. And now add sound to that black light. More of it. Doesn't matter whether it's reaching you or not, or whether you're reaching the environment. Now get the idea of white energy. White energy violently pounding against you with sound. Now get the idea of you pounding the environment, your surroundings, with white energy and sound. Okay, throw all that away. And now let's find some light it would be safe for you to create and touch the environment with. Let's find some more. Find some more it'd be safe for you to touch the environment with. Now let's find some people you're not trying to protect at this moment from light and sound or darkness. Now find some people you're not trying to protect from light, particularly. And some people you're not trying to protect from darkness, particularly. And some people who are not protecting you from light. And who are not protecting you from darkness. Okay. Let's find some places you were not. Now let's find some places that sound doesn't make uninhabitable. Which are not made uninhabitable by reason of sound. All right, now let's find some places which are not made uninhabitable by reason of silence. Some are such places. Some more places that aren't uninhabitable by reason of silence. Now let's find something here on earth which you can most certainly have. Okay, let's find two pieces of material, one kind or another, and hold on to them. Sit there and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places where you're not. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.